Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHWAYISLAND.com.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job! Today, let's imagine a small pool of soothing water. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Imagine the sun sparkling on the water as you step into the pool and sit down in the clear water. The warm water hugs you as you lie back in the pool. Now, let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. First, think about your feet. Picture them floating as the water slips and slides between your toes. Next, focus on your legs. Imagine them gently swaying in the water, back and forth, back and forth. Your hands feel relaxed in the water too. Open your fingers as you imagine the water massaging your hands and fingers. As you imagine your whole body lightly floating in the water, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Tidepool Friends. It was a beautiful sunny day on the shores of Awe Island. The trees were happily dancing in the wind as the sound of the ocean filled the air. The waves moved gently, wetting the rocks along the beach. Underneath the cool waters was a bed of coral and colorful sea plants. Odette Octopus was floating near the coral, admiring the beauty all around her as she moved toward the shoreline. Odette loved to swim near the shore. In her experience, it was the perfect way to meet new friends. Today, the strong wind was creating bigger waves than usual, and Odette was excited to swim in the big, rolling waves near the sandy shore. As Odette swam closer to the shore, she wondered what amazing things she would see today. Big waves sometimes brought tasty snacks for Odette to enjoy. Other times, the waves brought pretty treasures for Odette to admire. But most exciting of all, the waves sometimes brought new friends for Odette to play with. Odette loved to meet new friends. As Odette reached the shoreline and swam closer to the surface of the water, she noticed that when the waves moved back into the ocean, they revealed pockets of water on the beach, forming tide pools amongst the sand and rocks. Seeing them, Odette had a wonderful idea. She could play in the tide pools. Odette gently propelled herself to the surface where the sun was very bright. It felt hot on her skin, but the splashing water helped keep Odette nice and cool. Odette felt happy and relaxed as she pulled herself up and across some rocks before sinking into the waters of the nearest tide pool. As Odette settled herself into the tide pool, she heard a distant sound. Listening carefully, Odette realized she heard someone singing. Looking around, she saw that there was a sea otter singing on the rocks a short distance from the tide pool. Odette was so entranced by the otter's beautiful voice that she sat quietly and just listened, enjoying the lovely music. When the otter finished singing her song, Odette clapped 6 of her 8 tentacles together, applauding the singer. "That was beautiful," Odette exclaimed. "Oh my goodness, thank you very much," the otter cried out, turning to face the little octopus sitting in the nearby tide pool. The otter seemed not only pleased, but also a little startled to find she had an audience. "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you," said Odette. "Your singing is beautiful. I've never seen you before. Are you new here?" Odette asked. "Well, I'm not new here exactly, but I've never been on this side of the beach before," the otter replied. Odette remembered that she sometimes saw a group of otters swimming around the rocks on the other side of the beach, but she had never seen any otters on this side of the beach before. "Welcome. My name is Odette. What is your name?" Odette asked. "My name is Oceana," the otter replied. "It's nice to meet you." "Nice to meet you too. You have a really pretty name," Odette said warmly. "Thank you. I like your name too," Oceana said, smiling. Thank you, Odette replied before asking, would you like to play together? Oceana's brown eyes widened and she smiled broadly as she hopped down from the rocks. She waded into the tide pool next to Odette and replied happily, why yes, I would love to play together. As Odette and Oceana began to play in the tide pool, the tide began to come in. This gave Odette the chance to demonstrate her favorite way to play with the waves. Odette showed Oceana how to sit quietly in the water and wait for the waves to come close. When the waves were close enough, the two friends rushed into the oncoming wave, letting the water scoop them up and rock them back and forth. Oceana had never played this game before, and it made her laugh with delight. Odette liked hearing Oceana laugh and have fun. Odette herself had never played a game in a tide pool before, which made the experience new and exciting for Odette too. Next, Oceana showed Odette how to play on the rocks for short periods of time without the little octopus getting too dry. Under Oceana's watchful eyes, Odette carefully climbed up onto the rocks where Oceana had been singing. Odette was fascinated by what an amazing view of the beach she could get from being up on a rock. As soon as Odette started to feel a little too hot under the sun, Oceana kindly scooped up some water in a big shell and poured it over Odette to keep her from drying out. Then Oceana had an idea. Let's make our own mini tide pool, Oceana exclaimed. Oceana carefully guided Odette off the rocks and onto some nearby sand. Odette had never crawled on sand before, except for sand that was underwater. It was a very interesting sensation to crawl on beach sand. Because the sand was so close to the incoming tide, it was very wet, and Odette didn't feel uncomfortably dry or hot. Watch this, said Oceana. While Odette watched curiously, Oceana rolled her body in the wet sand, making a little hole for the two new friends to sit in. There, I made our own little tide pool, said Oceana happily. Climb in. Odette climbed into the newly made hole, which was already starting to fill up with water from the incoming tide. Odette giggled in delight. The sand is sticking to me, she exclaimed. On instinct, Odette dug herself deeply into the sand, while Oceana hopped in next to her, scooping out more sand with her paws. The two friends chatted in the little tide pool until the waves got too big and Oceana's hole was completely covered in water. Then Oceana and Odette decided to go back to playing their wave game in the tide pool. They played for a while longer until they realized the tide pool and surrounding rocks were almost completely covered up by the ocean. It was high tide. I think the tide is too high for us to play here anymore today, said Oceana. Yes, I think so too, said Odette. But I want to keep playing with you, she added before exclaiming. Oh, would you like to go to my house for a little while? We can play there. Oh my goodness, I'd love to. No one has ever invited me to their house before, Oceana replied. Wonderful, said Odette. Come with me. Odette and Oceana swam out of the tide pool and into the ocean waters. They soon reached the colorful coral reef where Odette's little cave house was located. What a lovely part of the Ah Wei Island Ocean this is. I've never been here before, Oceana said. Thank you for giving me a tour. You're welcome, said Odette. I love living here. Oh, now watch this, she added. Odette showed Oceana one of her special tricks. Odette sat near a patch of green seagrass and turned her own body green, matching the seagrass almost exactly. Oceana was so surprised at this trick, she didn't know what to say. Then Odette demonstrated how she could change into any color she wanted. Odette turned herself pink, orange, and white in rapid succession to match the coral surrounding her. Amazed, Oceana said, "That's amazing, Odette. I bet you're really good at hide and seek." "I am," laughed Odette. "Well, let's play," said Oceana. "I'm good at finding things." Odette and Oceana played hide and seek for a long time. Oceana had so much fun trying to find her new friend, while Odette enjoyed the challenge of trying to hide from such a clever seeker as Oceana. She couldn't help but giggle when Oceana got close to finding her. Oceana was much bigger than Odette and a very fast swimmer. The two friends quickly learned about each other's abilities and did their best to play fairly with each other despite their differences. Eventually, the friends got tired from all the fun. "I don't want to say goodbye, but I'm getting really sleepy, Oceana," Odette said. "Me too, but I had a lot of fun playing with you," Oceana replied. "Will I see you again?" Odette asked. "Of course, you're my new friend," Oceana said with a smile. Odette and Oceana waved goodbye to each other. Odette watched Oceana swim away, doing little flips and tricks for Odette to admire as Oceana headed back toward her part of Ah Wei Island. Odette yawned as she propelled herself back to her home in the little nook amongst the coral. She crawled into her spot and settled in, wrapping her tentacles around herself in a tight hug. Odette took a deep dragon breath, in and out. And relaxed. She thought of everything she had to be grateful for. Odette was grateful that she and Oceana could think up fun games to play together. Odette was also grateful for the beautiful tide pools, sand, rocks, and waves of Ah Wei Island. She stretched and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. most of all, Odette was grateful for her new friend, Oceana, who she hoped she would see again soon. Odette took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And the little octopus fell asleep, dreaming of the next time she would play with Oceana again. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.